Okay, we're ready to resume. Part two. This is March 24th. Okay. March 24th, 2014, part two. Okay, so we finished now going through the three wholesome roots. So now the Buddha is continuing to question Salha. So he says, Tanking Manyata Salha.
Tanking Manyata Salha.
Ime Dhamma.
Ime Dhamma.
Kusala Va. Akusala Va.
Kusala Va. Akusala Va.
And he says, Kusala Pante.
Kusala Pante.
Savajja Va. Anavajja Va.
Savajja Va. Anavajja Va.
And he says, Anavajja Pante.
Anavajja Pante.
Vinyu Garahita Va.
Vinyu Garahita Va.
Vinyu Pasatta Va.
Vinyu Pasatta Va.
Vinyu Pasatta Bhante.
Vinyu Pasatta Bhante.
Sammatta Samadina.
Sammatta Samadina.
Hitaya Sukaya Sangvatanti.
Hitaya Sukaya Sangvatanti.
Nova.
Nova.
And he says, Sammatta Bhante.
Sammatta Bhante.
Sammadina.
Sammadina.
Hitaya Sukaya Sangvatanti.
Hitaya Sukaya Sangvatanti.
So he says, what do you think, Salha, these dhammas, we say these qualities or these states, then kusalava, kusalava, are they wholesome or unwholesome? Are they good or bad? Shan Bhushan. And he says, Kusala Bhante, he says, they are good, they are wholesome. Then Savajja means blameworthy. Anavajja means blameless. So are they blameworthy or blameless? Or you could say, are they faulty or faultless? And he says, they are blameless, Bhante, or they're faultless, Bhante. Then Vinyu Garahita, this is a compound. The word Vinyu means the wise people, and Garahita means criticized, censored or criticized, and pusatta means praised. So he's saying, are they criticized by wise people or are they praised by wise people? And he says, they are praised by wise people, Bhante. So the wise people praise non-greed, non-hatred, non-delusion. And then he asks, Sammatta Samadina, which means, we say, taken up and put into practice, or even taken up and embraced. Actually, a little inside secret is that Sammatta and Samadina are just two different forms of the same word. It's based on let me get a blank paper. It is a verb, samadhiyati, which you can see I just put on the wall, which comes from adhiyati, which means to take, and sam, just sort of strengthens it. But in English, we would say something like to take up. Then we could form the past participle from this in two ways. One is sam plus atta. Which is a little bit hard to recognize this as deriving from samadhiyati. And so the other past participle is samadhina. So they're just two past participles, two forms of the past participle from samadhiyati. So we would say taken up and embraced, taken up and acquired, taken up and put into practice. They lead to, he's asking, do they lead to well-being and happiness? Then nova is the negative alternative, or not. So taken up and embraced, do they lead to well-being and happiness, or not? And he says, O Bhante, taken up and embraced, they lead to well-being and to happiness. Any questions on this? Okay, so then he continues. Yada tumhe salha atanava jane yata. Ime dhamma kusala.
Ime dhamma kusala.
Ime dhamma anavajja.
Ime dhamma anavajja.
Ime dhamma vinyupasatta.
Ime dhamma vinyupasatta.
Ime dhamma.
Ime dhamma.
Samatha samadhina.
Samatha samadhina.
Hitaya sukaya sangvatanti.
Hitaya sukaya
sangvatanti. Atatumhe salha.
Atatumhe salha.
Upasampajja vihareyata.
Upasampajja
vihareyata. Okay, so now he's saying yada means when. So this is a when and then clause or construction. And then tumhe, this is actually the personal pronoun, second person personal pronoun, or second person pronoun plural. So you see, definitely he's addressing a group of people. So he's saying, when you, then we come to the verb janayata. This is what form of the verb?
Optative.
Right, it's the optative. And then this is, you know, this has to be second person plural. So when you would know, so when you would know, then atana is the instrumental based upon the word atta, which means self, but not referring to a metaphysical self. Here it's just referring to yourself. And so the instrumental in this atana, we would translate in English, we would use like a dative for yourself, but in Pali it comes out when you know by yourself. Or even we could say when you know yourself, or when you yourself know. Or when you know for yourself. And then the va here is just a little bit emphatic. You know, like he's saying that this is something you have to know for yourself. So when you know for yourself, O Sala, that these qualities are wholesome, these qualities are blameless, these qualities are praised by the wise, these qualities taken up and embraced lead to well-being and happiness. Okay, so all of this is the first clause, we call it the conditional clause, or the hypothetical clause. When you know all of this for yourself, then we come to the conclusion. Then you, O Salha, upasampaja, this is, what kind of grammatical form is this? No. Say again. Who spoke? I heard it correctly. I'm not sure who's speaking.
Suki.
Yongxin?
No one takes
credit.
Suki.
Suki. It's a gerund. It's a gerund that would be ending in YA. But we would have a JYA. And then what happens is that the Y gets changed into a J to make it easier to speak. Don't they have it? Yeah, they have. Having stepped into, having arrived at, or you could say having entered upon, and then viharati means to abide in, to dwell in, or we could say to live by. Or we could say upasampaja, also like having taken them up, live by them, live in accordance with them. Okay, so when, O Salha, you know by yourself, or you know for yourself, these things or these qualities are wholesome, these qualities are blameless, these qualities are praised by the wise, these qualities, when taken up and embraced, lead to well-being and to happiness, then, O Salha, having entered upon them, you should abide in them, or you should dwell in them, or you should live by them. Any questions?
The Pante, there seems to be one word missing in the computer text of Dika Ratan.
Oh.
After Samatha Samadina.
Yeah. Maybe it's not used here.
That's just in the book.
Where?
The last paragraph of on page 41, number 1. Is that where we are?
Yeah. Oh. Oh, I see. This one has these dhammas taken up and embraced lead to well-being and happiness for a long time. Whereas the woman who prepared this, the one in Australia, she, I think, would have copied these from the Burmese script edition. It could be that there are different editions. Maybe the compilers of this used either the PTS or the singular edition, which maybe included the word Diga Ratang, and maybe the Burmese script didn't include it there. So we can't say that it's a mistake. I'm not sure. Okay, let's go on to the next passage. Unless any questions on what we've just covered?
Mante, what is the meaning of the samadhinya? Samadhinya is the emperor.
Of samadhinya.
Yeah, what is the meaning of the?
It's pretty much the same. Samatha and samadhinya, as I explained, are actually the same word. They're just two different forms of the same word. So we could say taken up and undertaken, taken up and embraced. Here we have accepted and undertaken. Okay, let's go on to now we have a kind of repetition series with little variations. Okay, so let us start. This is passage 3.2.2. Nahang bhikkhave anyang ekadamam pi samanupasami yang evang abhavitang akamaniyang hoti yatai dang bhikkhave chitang Chitang bhikkhave abhavitang akamaniyang hoti. Okay, so here we have. Anybody want to take this? It's not so difficult. Okay, then I'll take it.
Wait, I don't know yet.
We might have a taker.
Okay.
Okay, you want to try?
Okay.
Okay.
Not I?
Yeah.
Not I, O monks. See one other Dhamma, or one other phenomena.
What thing you could just say?
One other thing.
Yeah. Okay, maybe I should do the first one, then we can work out the others from that. Okay, so taking it word for word, it's not I, O monks. Then I would jump to the verb perceive or recognize or see. Samanupasami. Samanupasami, it's just a strengthening of the verb pasami. You know, pasami means to see. And these are just two prefixes, sam plus anu. So it gives a sense of like to perceive, to recognize. Then here we have even, p, even, one other thing. So I do not perceive, O monks, even one other thing which thus undeveloped upkamaniyang hoti. Now the word, you know the word kama, which means deed, and it also means work. So kamaniya means that which can be worked, that which is workable. Or we could say wieldy, workable or wieldy. And then this is the negation of it, unwieldy. Is unwieldy, yatta idang, as this, O monk's mind. Then we have the mind, O monk's undeveloped, unwieldy is. Now trying to put it into a more intelligible form. So he's saying, I do not, O monks, I do not see even one other thing which, when so undeveloped, is unwieldy as this, O monks, mind. Whereas this, that is the mind. Then the mind, O monks, when undeveloped, is unwieldy. So I do not see, O monks, even one other thing which, when so undeveloped, or which when undeveloped in such a way, is unwieldy as this, that is, the mind. The mind, when undeveloped, is unwieldy. And then we come to the positive counterpart. Okay, nahang bhikkhave. Anyang ekadamampi, samanupasami, yang evang bhavitam, kamaniyang hoti, yataidang bhikkhave chitam, chitam bhikkhave bhavitam, kamaniyang hoti. Okay, anybody want to try this?
Yeah, Bhante, I can try.
Okay, Venerable Satchinanda.
Because I do not see even one other thing which, when so developed, is wealthy as this, namely the mind.
Yeah. Okay, but then chitang bhikkhave bhavitam.
The mind, O monks, when developed, is wieldy.
Right. Okay, so he's saying, I do not see, O monks, even one other thing which, when so developed, is wieldy as this, O monks, that is, the mind. The mind, O monks, when developed, is wieldy or workable. Okay, now a little more elaborate, the next one, or a little more complicated. Nahang bhikkhave,
nahang bhikkhave,
anyang ekadamampi samanupasami,
anyang ekadamampi samanupasami,
yang evang abhavitang,
yang evang abhavitang,
mahato anataya sangvatati,
mahato anataya sangvatati,
yataidang bhikkhave chitang,
yataidang bhikkhave chitang.
Chitang Bhikkhave.
Chitang Bhikkhave.
Abhavitang.
Abhavitang.
Mahato Anataya Sangvatati.
Mahato Anataya Sangvatati.
Okay, anybody want to try this? Carolyn can't resist.
I don't think I can try this.
You think you can?
No.
Yongxin, for sure. You want to try? Just try. Yeah, that's actually very, very good. Except I did, maybe there was a difference in reading. Let me just see. Oh, I see. I think you're reading from page 42, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5th paragraph. Whereas I'm on page 42, the first paragraph. But they're almost the same. Just the fifth paragraph has one more word, which you rendered manifested and not manifested. But otherwise, perfect, perfect, excellent. And then very quickly. No, excellent. No, very, very good. Yeah. So, you see here, if you look on the wall, you see this is the one where I'm at. Then you read from this one, which is almost the same, except that it has, just one word, patu butang. And then the other side has, it just has patu butang. But otherwise, excellent. Okay, so. So he's saying, I do not see, or I do not perceive, O monks, even one other thing which, when thus undeveloped, leads to great harm. And here we have Mahato Anataya. What case is that?
Dative.
Right, it's dative. And you see there's different dative, or the datives look different for Mahato, because Mahato is based on Mahant, which is broken down, declined, according to the model of like Vant, like Gunavant. So you get dative Mahato, but Anatta is a noun of the class, the same class as Buddho, Dhammo. So it forms the dative singular with the aya ending. So this is something that leads to great harm, both Mahato, Anataya, dative. So yataidang, as this, O monks, namely the mind. Then the mind, O monks, undeveloped, leads to great harm. Or the mind, O monks, undeveloped, leads to great harm. And then we have the positive counterpart. Nahang bhikkhave anyang ekadamampi samanupassami. Okay, repeat. Nahang bhikkhave anyang ekadamampi
samanupassami.
yang evang bhavitang,
yang evang bhavitang,
mahato ataya sangvatati,
mahato ataya sangvatati,
yataidang bhikkhave
chitang, yataidang bhikkhave chitang,
chitang bhikkhave bhavitang,
chitang bhikkhave bhavitang,
mahato ataya sangvatati,
mahato ataya sangvatati.
Okay, so this, anybody want to try this? Should be a cinch now. I mean, it's like Yongshin has given you 95% of it.
Can you try something?
Okay, this is June. June will take it.
Yes. I do not perceive even one thing, O monk, which lead to great benefit as this monk, the Mai.
Yeah.
The Mai monks need to the develop Mai monks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Need to benefit.
To great benefit. Yeah. Okay. So I do not see, O monks, even, or I do not perceive, O monks, even one other thing which when developed thus leads to great benefit as this, O monks, that is the mind. The mind, O monks, developed, or the mind, or we could even say, when the mind, O monks, is developed, it leads to great benefit. Okay, then the next paragraph. The next paragraph and the one after that are just exactly the same as the first two paragraphs, except that they have another word instead of just abhavitang. They say abhavitang, apatubhutang. And patubhutang means manifested. It's a little bit hard to put this exactly into English. You have to be maybe not so literal. So I would say maybe the mind, O monks. How did she put it? Oh, she said undeveloped and unmanifested. That's literal. Maybe you would say the mind which is undeveloped and unmanifested in the sense that its potentials have not been unfolded, its potentials have not been brought to manifestation. So I do not see even one other thing that when undeveloped and unmanifested leads to such great harm as the mind. And then the counterpart of that is, I do not see even one other thing that when developed and manifested.
Manifested, can you use present?
Present?
Yeah.
Well, the mind is always present.
Right. Okay,
except when one is in deep sleep or...
No, but you know, like when you daydream or something like that?
Yeah.
In that case, you're not present.
Yeah, that's a matter of mindfulness.
Right.
But I don't know that that's the actual meaning of patubhutang. It's a little bit, as I said, a little bit hard to grasp exactly how to render that into English. Okay, so those sentences are the same. The next paragraph, or pair of paragraphs, again just repeats the same thing, except here the contrast is abhavitang and abhulikatang. Abhavitang we could render undeveloped. Abhulikatang actually comes from bahu means much, and katang means made. And so if something is bahuli katang, literally it would be made much of, which again sounds weird in English. You make much of the mind. I say, what language are you speaking? So I would bring in, like, again, the agricultural metaphor of cultivated. So developed for Bhavita and cultivated for Bahulikata. So in the negation, it's when the mind is undeveloped and uncultivated, then it leads to great harm. When the mind is developed and cultivated, then it leads to great good. Okay, then we come to the next one. Why does she have one in blue here? Oh, I see. There's a counterpart which should have been included. Okay, so it goes. Nahang bhikkhave.
Nahang bhikkhave.
Anyang ekadamam pi samanupasami.
Anyang ekadamam pi samanupasami.
Yam evang abhavitang abahulikatang.
Yam evang abhavitang abahulikatang.
Duk Adi Vahang Hoti.
Dukadi Vahang Hoti.
Yeah. Yatai Dang Bhikkhave Chitang.
Yatai Dang Bhikkhave
Chitang. Chitang Bhikkhave.
Chitang Bhikkhave.
Abhavitang Abahulikatang.
Abhavitang Abahulikatang.
Dukadi Vahang Hoti. I think there should be a long A there. Yeah, here we have the only thing that's really different here is this. We have dukkha. Of course, we know dukkha is suffering. Then dukkha is joined with adivahang, which means something like conduces to. And so it's used as a suffix attached to dukkha to give the sense of conduces to suffering. So this says, I do not see, O monks, I do not recognize, O monks, even one other thing which, when thus undeveloped and uncultivated, is so conducive to suffering as this, O monks, the mind. The mind, O monks, when undeveloped and uncultivated, is conducive to suffering. Ni ting de dong, conducive? Isa Jadalma. Conducive is Qing Xiang. What? Qi Xiang. Yeah, leads to Qi Xiang. Qi Xiang. Okay, then the book, it seems, was missing just the last statement, which should go. If you don't have it, you can see it on the whiteboard here, or on the wall. Nahang bhikkhave.
Nahang bhikkhave.
Anyang ekadamampi.
Anyang ekadamampi.
Samanupasami.
Samanupasami.
Yang evang bhavitang bahulikatang.
Yang evang bhavitang bahulikatang.
Sukadivahang hoti.
Sukadivahang hoti.
Yataidang bhikkhave chitang.
Yataidang bhikkhave chitang.
Chitang bhikkhave.
Chitang
bhikkhave. Bhavitang bahulikatang.
Bhavitang
bahulikatang. Sukadivahang hoti.
Sukadivahang hoti.
Okay, so here he's saying, I do not perceive, O monks, even one other thing which, when thus developed and cultivated, is conducive to happiness as this, O monks, that is the mind. The mind, O monks, when developed and cultivated, is conducive to happiness. Okay, any questions about this? Now, I want to ask a question. Yeah. Oh, you have a question. Kim? Kim?
Yeah, I just have a question. The Buddha did not elaborate here what it takes to dig up and cultivate the mind, which would lead to happiness. Right? Now,
yeah, these are all just very short sayings that come in the Book of Wands in the Anguttara Nikaya. But of course, you always have to interpret the very concise statements in terms of, you know, things that are elaborated elsewhere. So from this we can know that things that are to be done to develop and cultivate the mind, you know, you might say the four foundations of mindfulness, the four right efforts, the five faculties, the five powers, the seven enlightenment factors, the eight factors of the Noble Path, or you could say Sila, Samadhi, Panya, all of those things.
So basically the 37 factors of enlightenment?
Yeah, yeah. Or all of the good qualities in mental cultivation mentioned elsewhere in the suttas. Now I want to ask a question asking for an honest reply. At this point, who feels that they're utterly lost in learning Pali? That they're sort of in a jungle without it, lost in the forest, not able to see a way out? If you feel in that condition, raise your hand.
Nobody's in the jungle.
Who feels that they were in that condition previously, but now light is appearing at the end of the forest?
Light is appearing
in a very far distance.
The light is moving closer.
Okay. And who feels things are going pretty smoothly with my ability in Pali? Don't have to be artificially humble. Now, this is going to help me with my teaching. That things are going, of course, that there are little problems, but it's going pretty smoothly. Who needs private tutoring? Now, I'm making it really so, I'm repeating so often and trying to break it down so simply that if you want private tutoring, what I say is go back and listen to the recordings again.
Bonte?
Yeah.
Personally, I thought we could go a little bit slower.
I'm going too fast.
That's what you're
saying. Yeah.
Because some of the words I would have loved to learn what the verb would be, you know, more of the,
okay,
the way it's the time. And,
okay, okay.
But then other students may not feel the same, so that's just my personal.
Okay, I'll bear that in mind where I see words that could benefit from some unpacking of their implications.
Thank you.
Especially there's a lot of past participles, Bhante, but we really don't get to see the actual verb. In the
yeah.
Verb.
Okay, I'll bear that in mind as we continue. But in this passage, I see really basically 2-3 past participles. One is leaving aside the negative forms, just taking the positive forms. Bhavitam, which comes from the verb bhaveti. Which means to develop. I think I explained this, that it's originally a causative of the verb bhaveti, to be. So literally it's bhaveti is to cause to come into being, to bring into existence. And so it takes on the meaning of to develop. Then the past participle bhavitam developed. Bahuli katang is, because katang is the past participle of karoti, so bahuli karoti is to make, literally, it's to make much of. But again, that sounds strange or peculiar in relation to the mind. So a good English translation is to cultivate. And so bahuli katang is cultivated. Then the third past participle here is patubhutang, which is the past participle based on patubhavati, which is to manifest, to make manifest, to make clear. And so patubhutang is manifested or cleared, made clear. Again, that's a little, I think one has to take a little liberty in relating this to the mind. So I would say something like, which has not been unfolded or unpacked or had its potentials realized. Okay, so next time we still have a few other reading passages from this lesson. And then we'll go to lesson 4. And here I'll have to take the grammar. And yeah, I see at the very beginning of the grammar of lesson 4, here we have the full declension of the pronoun ayang. Suki raised the question before about asa. Here you'll see that asa is the genitive data form of that pronoun ayang. So you'll have to learn, you really do have to learn, you know, the tables for the pronouns. Then we'll have the gerund, which, again, this will be largely recapitulating Lily De Silva's book. And then the present participle in mana. Then the feminine present participle. And some more on optatives. I think that will be enough grammar for next week.
What is the verb of upasampajja?
Upasampajati, yeah, is to enter upon, to acquire.
Then wouldn't upasampajja be some sort of imperative second person?
No. Upasampajja is from, as I explained, it's originally upasampajya. That's the gerund with the YA ending. But the Y then gets assimilated to the J. Maybe I'll go over that next week. Okay, let us end for today with just 3 bows to the Buddha. Thank you. one, two, three.
One bar, two
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Vante.